David. This is Uncle Bill from KAPULP. How are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Real well. Yeah,
yep.
Really enjoyed your last concert when you were here with Kaoki. That was really great.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. You started playing the ukulele at a pretty young age, and your dad told me that you and a group of your friends would go into your bedroom and jam for hours at a time. He said you all traded licks and learned from one another.
Mm-hmm.
Was that experience helpful when you decided to become serious about being a musician?
Definitely. I learned a lot of, a lot of more improvising and just having fun while we're on stage, because that's basically what it was all about.
Sure. Yeah, it's important to have fun. It doesn't work if you don't. And what was it like growing up with a famous musician who happened to be your father?
Not really that much different. It was a lot of, for me, it was a lot of going to concerts and growing up with a lot of famous musicians visiting and seeing a lot of legends play, especially going to a lot of Sons of Hawaii concerts. Other than that, it was pretty normal childhood. A lot of music, and at the young age, you're just oblivious to all of that. So it wasn't until I was a lot older that I realized a lot of things. It's like, wow. I got to meet all these great musicians and great people.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I know about your dad, that he's a very unpretentious person, and he would never jam it down your throat and say, you're going to do this.
Yeah, exactly. He was always very supportive and in what anything I did. So I kind of fell into it on my own, and it was a lot of fun. It was just a lot of fun.
Well, that's absolutely the best way, because if you don't have it in your heart, you'll never be successful with it. Was the group Hui Aloha the first group you played with professionally?
Mm-hmm. Well, before Hui Aloha, I played a lot at a place in Manoa called Shipley's. And at that time was a lot of jamming with Mike Ava and Bobby Ngano, great steel guitar player. So between the ages of 15 and 17, I was just jamming with them.
I see.
Along with my dad for a couple of years. And then, I think in 98, 97, I was a senior in high school, and that's when I recorded with Hui Aloha for the first time.
Yeah, that's great. My first experience with your music came a few years ago when you performed with Na'uivi at our annual Polynesian Festival.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good show. And since then, your musical ability and repertoire has grown substantially. And where do you see yourself going with your music in the future?
For the future, I definitely want to record another album. And I just want to see how far the ukulele can go. Because recently, a lot of great players have emerged and just taken the ukulele to different types of genres. And for me, it's a real fun experience for me to just listen and see where all the young artists are taking it. But for me, I definitely want to record another album and keep adding to the popularity of the ukulele. Definitely going to record another album.
Ukulele definitely has resurged to be a very, very popular instrument. And it continues to grow. And it's very exciting for me to see the new group of young players that have come along that are so very good, like yourself and Herb and John and Jake and Brittany and all those folks. And you've got some big shoes to fill because folks like Herb's dad and Eddie Kamai and Gordon Mark and those people left a big trail that they have blazed, and you folks are going to carry it on for them. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think about that every time I'm on stage. Just the amount of players that came before us and paved the way, especially Herb and Herb's dad and Uncle Eddie, and especially Gordon. I always have a lot of fun talking story with Gordon. So yeah, it always gives me the chills just right before I step on stage. Just all the old timers that helped us get here, and I'm always be eternally grateful for them.
Well, that's the only way you can be, actually, because they have given of themselves so much. Mm-hmm. And to carry on their tradition is just amazing. And I'm very personally very grateful that you young people are doing that for us. Okay, you announced when you were here with your dad in Keoki that you just became engaged to a Monterey girl. How did that happen?
That's right. My fiance Lisa, she moved to Hawaii this past March, so it's been an interesting experience planning a wedding, just me and my family and Lisa's family. Hectic, very hectic.
Yeah, I'm sure it is hectic. There's going to be a lot more times being hectic, too, before it's all over with. I guarantee that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're already just so busy.
So is she happy about moving to Hawaii and relocating from Monterey?
Yeah, she's been very happy, adjusting very well. And in fact, I think her family wants to move down, too, so... So it'll be a great experience.
Oh, that's very good. So is she as excited about the music as you are?
Oh, yes, definitely. She always pushes me to whenever I have an idea. And because when I start getting creative, there's always that point of doubt of whether or not to... see it all the way through, and she always gives me that push. It's like, what are you waiting for? And so I'm always just so glad that she's supporting me and just pushing me in the productive direction.
Yeah, that's excellent. And in case you haven't figured it out, that's what wives do. Yep, you're going to see a lot more of that, and she'll become much more involved, and she's going to be just a tremendous asset to your career and to your life. And the fact that your father is going to administer the wedding for you both,
yeah.
It's going to be very special.
I asked him the same day I proposed.
And now he's already hollering for Keiki.
Oh, yes, he is. I'd say about every week we get a hint. Well, once a week.
Well, it'll happen in due time.
Yeah. Yeah, so we recently had a dog, so we've considered him our son. So every time he's like, you know, have grandkids in the future, and then my mom just picks up the dog and gives it to him. It's your grandson.
That's funny. I'd like to say to everybody out there that David and Herb Oda Jr. and John Yamasato will be performing together Wednesday night, September 12th at 7:30 at Don Quixote's International Music Hall. They're located at 6275 Highway 9 in downtown Felton. And you can call 831-603 2294 for tickets and reservations. And they will all have their CDs for sale there, and everybody needs to go and have a great time and see a wonderful show and buy all their CDs. And you won't regret it. Did some pretty special music, and it's going to be a spectacular show. Okay, in closing, I'll be looking forward to seeing you Wednesday night again. And expecting a wonderful...
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Yes, it will be. And we'll see Wednesday night at Don Quixote's.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much
for
your
interview. All right, you take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.